Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio podcast. This week we're talking about self-improvement versus self-acceptance. I had the honor of meeting Robert Holden, a fellow author and speaker at the Hay House I Can Do It event a couple weeks ago that I spoke at in San Jose. And Robert is somebody whose work I've been familiar with for a number of years. He's written a bunch of books. One's called Happiness Now. Another one's called Shift Happens, which happens to be a cool PBS special right now. And he just wrote a book called Lovability. So anyway, he and I connected over the weekend and had a really nice personal connection, which I was grateful for. But when Robert got up to give his presentation and speak at the very end of the conference, I was really struck by something that he said at the beginning of his talk, which was pretty simple, but actually ended up being quite profound for me to think about in my own personal life, as well as related to my work. He said, you know, we're obsessed with self-improvement in our culture. We love to improve. We want to get better. We want to, you know, enhance our capacities in certain areas, physically and mentally, emotionally, financially, and all these things. And, you know, that's sort of the context of the conference itself, everyone showing up to grow and develop and improve themselves. And he said, but there's no amount of self-improvement that can counteract a lack of self-acceptance. So there's no amount of self-improvement that can make up for a lack of self-acceptance. And as I started to think about this simple but profound concept, it really had me take a step back and pause and think about my own life and my own journey and my own growth and my own orientation to my life and the things that are important to me. And as I looked more deeply at it, I realized, gosh, I am pretty obsessed with self-improvement. I mean, it's a lot of what I do. It's a lot of what I focus on. It's a lot of where my attention goes in my own life. And it's a lot of the focus of the work that I do. It's about improving yourself. It's about improving your team, your communication, your awareness, your capacity for whatever. And again, while I don't think there's anything wrong with us wanting to improve ourselves, wanting to grow and enhance and expand our capacities in various areas, I think Robert's absolutely right that self-acceptance is fundamental, and that no matter how hard we try to improve ourselves, no matter how much we focus on whatever goal or achievement or accomplishment or even next level in our own growth we want to get to, that if we do it from a place of not accepting ourselves, which sadly we often do, it really comes from this motivation of, I better improve myself because who I am and how I am and where I am isn't quite right, isn't quite good enough. And therefore, we think, erroneously, that if we have some level of self-improvement, it will get us to a place of self-acceptance, of self-compassion, of self-love. And as we've all learned, in some cases in quite painful ways, that doesn't work. So think about this concept in your own life. How do you relate to your own self-improvement? And again, by the mere fact that you're listening to me talk right now, I would imagine that self-improvement's important to you. Your own growth and development, your own success, your own evolution as a human being is important, and that's a beautiful thing. However, how much of your own self-improvement is motivated by, is inspired by, some idea that there's something not quite right about you? That I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite cooked yet. I'm not quite good enough, if you will. And this, of course, is paradoxical, as are most things in life. But as we start to delve more deeply into this, what would it be like? What would it look like? What would it feel like to fully accept ourselves as we are right now? Just kind of hang out in that inquiry as I'm talking about it here, but I invite you to hang out in that inquiry the rest of today, in the days and weeks that come. What would self-acceptance, full, unconditional self-acceptance, look like? What would that be like for you? I think one of the fears that we have, and I know this one comes up for me when I think about self-acceptance, is, wait. If I accept myself, isn't that like giving up? Isn't that like being complacent? Isn't that like selling out on some of my goals and some of my desires and my own passion and commitment to continue to deepen my own growth and my experience of life? Well, not exactly. In fact, paradoxically, the more we're able to accept ourselves, the more access we have to making changes, to growing consciously from a real positive place. You know, there was another woman who spoke at the same Hay House conference that was actually talking about our state of mind related to eating food. And this was fascinating. She was actually saying that they've done studies that prove that how we think and feel about the food we're eating has a direct impact on how we metabolize that food. So essentially she was saying that if you eat, let's say, chocolate cake and feel really guilty about it, it will have a more negative impact on you physiologically than if you choose to eat the chocolate cake and be grateful for it and be excited about it. Now, I'm not necessarily advocating we all go out and eat lots of chocolate cake, but that's an important concept for us to realize, that on a physiological level, our thoughts, our attitudes, our beliefs about what we're doing have a real practical impact on the impact of the food itself, if you will. And that's true about anything. Do we exercise from a place of joy, a place of excitement, a place of wanting to take care of our bodies, or do we exercise from a place of fear that if I don't, I'll get sick, I'll get fat, I'll get old, something bad will happen to me? Do we choose to read a book? Do we choose to take a workshop? Do we choose to fill in the blank, work on something that's important to us, again, from a place of, this is important to me, this is exciting to me, this is something that calls to me, versus I better do this, or if I don't do this, I'm going to get left behind, or something bad's going to happen to me, or I'm headed down the wrong path, I better, you know what I'm talking about. And so as we kind of take a look at this concept in our own lives and figure out the context from which we're coming, everything changes from there. Everything changes. And our obsession with self-improvement can actually be enhanced in an authentic way if we take a step back and start accepting ourselves more authentically, right where we are, right here, right now. Easy concept to think about, not always easy to practice. But I invite you, in fact, I challenge you, myself included, I challenge all of us to really accept ourselves with compassion, with love, and trust that in our acceptance of ourselves, we'll not only be giving ourselves a huge gift, we'll be setting ourselves up for authentic improvement and success from a place of pure desire. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.